programs.
So, moving on, information discussion, board member volunteer for a scholarship committee.
The board can discuss, as it does every year, and you can just do this through consensus, who would like to serve on the scholarship committee. It's one meeting, 45 minutes probably.
I will be precluded from doing it for a few years now because I have nephews, nieces, and children that are coming up through the program, so I would be willing to go on the scholarship committee this year. As the next few, I don't think I'll be able to. In all fairness, I would like to duck and cover from it, but yeah.
For 1 year?
For 1 year.
Yeah. For 1 year.
For 1 year.
And then,
yeah.
So, I mean, if that's all right with everybody in interest of being fair, I don't mind taking it. Anything else on that?
Nope.
Board representative of CISA 8 annual convention.
At the April meeting, board picks its Krivitz representative of the state-mandated CISA 8 annual convention.
Who was it last year? Since you have the experience, how would you like to do it again?
I will go. Yeah.
Anybody have a problem with that?
Nope.
Right. And there will be, you have to vote on that.
This is fantastic.
Nobody ever does.
It's June 6th at the CISA 8 offices. Yep. They didn't have a time yet when I contacted them. But they'll
see. We won't start picking on them quite yet.
Information.
No, let them get a month in.
Summer 2019 flooring bid.
So in your board packet, you received a bid tabulation that I put together, prioritized by area. The contractors, when it was released for bids, were notified that we may be picking some, none, all of it. So I would recommend that, I think the building grounds committee have a recommendation.
They did.
So,
no,
Mr. Miller,
it was voted to recommend to bring to the full board to do the 80. Full 80.
Well, yeah.
And Sherry, there's priority 1, 2, 3, and 4. Tom came up with five areas of priority. The first two come to about round figures about $40,000. The last three come up to another 40. Mm-hmm. Those are all outside the budget, I believe, right, Tom, for this year.
Correct. This would be
so. It would be fund balance money. And while we move it forward to the full board, there's only two of us there, so I was inclined to second Travis's motion, even though, in all honesty, my opinion would be to break this up in 2 years. If Tom doesn't say that it's got an urgent priority, like the roof did, if it's something that can be half of it bid off this year, 1 and 2 obviously is high priority, and do 3, 4, and 5 next year, except we don't raid the fund balance to any high level. And again, I'm not a fan of spending fund balance money, but it's a good idea in this case.
My opinion was it's substantially less than the. We only have two bids, 70% less.
I don't argue with your logic.
And they
logic
the, that company is, they've done the tile, right?
Yeah,
they did the tile in the main.
They've done work for us and done a good job. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're not sure who we're getting here.
We do take the risk by putting off a year that they now know what they bid it at this year and the price could go next year.
I mean, they see how much money they left on the table. I don't know that 40 is going to be 40 next year.
Yeah, that's true.
But
the other bid, you know, they may not need to work as much either, so that could be a reason it's so much higher, but
yeah.
I see both points. We are doing the roof this year, which will be coming out of the fund balance, and there have been the playground, which came out of the fund balance, and at some point...
Some of this is on your budget.
It should be.
No,
this is 100% out of the fund balance. So at some point, you know, we've got to make sure we're not losing track of where we are on that fund balance.
Just so you know, this what I have proposed here in the five areas would basically complete the high school. There's a couple of small areas in the high school that really are insignificant, but then we would be focusing on the elementary school next. But again, none of those areas are in dire need except for 1, 2, and 3.
Again, you know, here's the thing. I don't recall what the playground commitment is. I don't recall what the roofing commitment is. I just know that they're relatively sizable.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a very well-managed, we do have a very nice well-managed fund balance.
We but committed 100 or 100.
I just 100, hesitate I to go into it again if it's not absolutely necessary right now. We could play this out at the end of the year, see if there's anything left in the building grounds budget, see if there's anything left in the bridge from the health and care, and then make that decision as well. But that's just me.
It's just flooring. There's nothing.
Well, we have to do it in summer. We can't do it. We can't make a decision.
Can't do it in the winter, no.
So I make a motion we do it all.
The motion comes later.
This is just discussion.
Wrong party.
It's your last meeting. We'll forgive you. Elementary parking lot seal and repair bids.
Okay, this project would be inside of my annual maintenance budget. It was something that I budgeted for. I think as Mr. Damon stated earlier, the two of the contractors did not follow the bid protocol and refused to submit certain portions of the bid. American Payment Solutions worked for us last year. It didn't seem to last, the work that they did. My recommendation is for it to be done right asphalt for $10,885. It's something that needs to be done. The elementary school, the new lot was put in 4 years ago and has not yet been sealed, so.
Any discussion on that? All right, moving on. Employee health, dental, long-term disability plan renewal.
Okay, bear with me here. Our CESA 8 consortium health and dental plan renewal is 7.5%. We have had an incredibly low renewal of 2.25 over the last few years, so this is an increase over that trend. It is due to a higher than normal experience rate throughout the consortium, including Krivitz. So with higher usage of benefit comes a higher renewal. The consortium met with our M3 consultant, and the consortium as a consortium voted to have her negotiate this renewal down to a 5% renewal rate with a few minor changes to the plan. Those changes include going from a PPO plan to an HMO plan. The network of providers, service providers remains the same. There will be no out-of-network services to be covered other than mental health services, which even if they're out-of-network would be covered at the same rate as they were in-network. And just to give some idea, we had, I believe, one person use out-of-network in the report that we got out of everyone that uses the health insurance plan. So it's a very small percentage, less than 1% throughout the consortium. The other minor changes included ending the $50 gift card for encouraging people to get annual physicals and reimbursement for gym memberships. Those were the only changes required to get from 7.5 down to 5%. These changes were shared with the leadership teams and will be explained by your M3 consultants at the May staff in-service. If the trend of lower than expected experience returns, these minor changes can be added back to the plan in the future in subsequent years if renewals are lower. The long-term disability benefit being offered is at 4% increase from $14,100 to $14,671. So that's a rather small increase overall. And the dental plan is being offered, as it has been for the last several years, at absolutely no increase. So overall, that's $68,694. Are there any questions on that?
All right. Nothing else. One-to-one computing.
Board member Amy Grandall brought this to the attention of the curriculum committee. As she said earlier in the meeting, they met and discussed it, bring forward to the full board a recommendation to have the district's technology committee work on a proposal to come back to the full board with that would basically end up having students from, did we say kindergarten or first?
Kindergarten
through 12th grade, each having their own Chromebook. It would be assigned to them. The details of all of that, whether certain grades would take them home or not take them home, where that would start, where that would end, would all be worked out by the technology committee and brought back as a proposal to the full board at some point in the future.
It does have some financial commitment because it changes the rotation of purchase.
22,000 years, I think is what I saw. Yeah.
Additional.
There's insurance involved for, you know, ones that can't be repaired. But
there's a lot of questions to be answered, I would say, before we vote on this. Right.
Well, the committee is just going to have to.
I'm fine with that, but we're not approving one at this point. Honestly, it's almost a no-brainer if we can handle it financially for educational purposes.
What we're just doing is giving them permission to a technology committee come up with a plan.
Yeah, just to come up with the details.
And there's significant planning that goes into
Absolutely.
An effort like this. Yeah, this isn't something.
And this
you
we
just
would be shooting for next school year.
We talked about doing it at like the high school level, possibly for next year, like 9th.
Sort of a phase in.
Okay.
Yeah. With the proposal that comes through.
Any further discussion on this? All right. Law day system.
Board member Corey Sotka brought this item to the curriculum committee, which then moved it forward to the whole board with the recommendation that it be given to Mr. Bauman to work with a group or committee of staff members and or parent students to come up with sort of a hybrid law day system, and then bring that back to the full board, of course, ultimately for approval. So.
Discussion? There's got to be some discussion on this.
Travis.
I personally disagree with the law day system or the wage rate. I think you're discounting the largest sector in this country that is underserviced right now is mid-skilled labor. Now you're pushing kids back into the college curriculum instead of into the tech ed classes. You're emphasizing college, you're prioritizing college. And I had this discussion last night with a good friend of mine, that's a college graduate, and he said, well, you know, college courses are harder. I agree, they are harder for some, but there are some that would struggle in a tech ed course as well. And I don't want to minimize those people. Now, I am a tradesman, I'm a plumber, okay? But I'm a plumber, I attended St. Norbert College, I graduated in 1992. Not to the level of Mr. Gothier. I did not have honors or anything like that. I do have a brother that was valedictorian. There's like six members of my family who graduated from UW-Madison. I understand college, admission to college. I just think in this case, I'm not saying I'm totally against it, but what I do not want to do is marginalize or minimize those kids that are not necessarily on a college course. And if they have the ability to win, per se, valedictorian or salutatorian or ending up with a high rank in their class, why should we take that away from them? Because their goal is not to go to college, but to go to a tech school or to become in, to go into mid-skilled labor in a trade. You know, that's, and again, this is very preliminary. I'm sure when we put this committee together, they'll come back with all kinds of good reasons. I'm open-minded to it. At first glance, I do not agree with either.
But one of the things we talked about is you're able to weight the tech ed classes also.
You are, but you're still going to push people into the college classes.
But somebody who focuses on that can still graduate summa cum laude.
Again, tonight was really the first time I had to delve into it too deeply. So I'm open to it. I just want to caution against let's not marginalize people who do not want to go to college or should not, let's be honest, should not go to college, but yet can still perform at a high level in a school setting. And we shouldn't by any means diminish their achievements just because they did not take college chemistry, AP chemistry, or AP calculus. And we have a wonderful staff that teaches these things. I'm not denying that. But there are students, and I know there were students in Trevor's class who took AP courses in spite of it hurting their grade point. So, you know, there were some kids that weren't short-sighted. They did play the long game.
These are the same classes. They can still take them.
You know the risk going
in. I mean, I would think you'd be more pride in taking that class and maintaining a GPA. Say, hey, I did it, and look at the person. That's my person. I'm a pusher. You know how I feel about the testing on the whole anyway. I'm the type of person, I'm going to throw you in the fire. As you try to come out, I'm going to keep pushing you back in. That's the decisions I made in my life. You're going to get pushed in the fire until you come out, difficult until the fire goes out.
Yeah. Wow, you're cold. Again, I want to stress that I'm not closed-minded to it. You know, I want to basically make that statement so that whenever it comes back to us, someone will know the arguments that they have to make to at least get past me. So, but I'm just one member of a set
of
member
board. There are personal choices that are available now. You can take the class if you're putting grade point average or the class, and you can still maintain it. Some maybe not, but it's a personal choice. So,
any more discussion on that? And we are going to put that to a committee.
It's the board's pleasure when this comes up for a vote.
Yeah, okay. NEOLA board policy updates, first reading.
The board is asked to approve first reading and list the NEOLA board policy updates. This is just if anyone has any questions related to any of the policies that were brought forward.
All right. Moving on, item scheduled for action, appointment, Camp Bird senior counselors.
Shane Graves, Jack Shields, Jan Kaz, Jackie Shields, Scott Ivasovich, Vanessa Lisi, Roman Miller, Wendy Lang, Pauline Banagic, Rhonda Shen, Kelly Gold, and Trevor Gothier are recommended for approval as Camp Bird senior counselors.
I make a motion to approve that list.
Motion by Corey.
A second.
Second by Chris. Any discussion?
Sure, it's not excessive. We spoke about earlier.
No, this is
senior
counselors.
Senior
counselors.
Juniors are next.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 5-0. 2019 Camp Bird junior counselors.
Tiffany Bowes and Emily Bublitz, Olivia Kane, Brianna Krause, Morgan Van Lannen, Taylor Giese, Andrew Claver, Megan Corrigan, Eli Lawrence, Cody Richland, Aaron Celine, Joe Tomaszewski, Austin Vandewall, Mitchell Zorn, Riley Freibault, Avery Martin, Mason Marvin are recommended for approval as Camp Bird junior counselors, with Maggie Dama, Katie Richland, McKenna Celine, Wyatt Van Lannen being recommended as alternates.
There's my
point. But you need you
have
motion
to have a motion.
And a second.
I'll make a motion to approve the list as presented.
Motion by Amy.
I'll second.
Second by Corey.
Yeah. No, your discussion.
Are you sure that's not excessive? I mean, what,
why so many?
We know what it was in the past.
I have it.
Question.
I have
she
it.
Has it.
So, I have, I took the 17 that you're approving, not including alternate 17 counselors to be there, to the 61 students that will be going, and the ratio for this year, 3.4, looked at last year's with 16 counselors and 53 students, it was 3.3. So it's very close within last year. I did also talk with Mr. Graves about it and asked his, you know, just for some opinion or why, and his reasoning behind it is the number of students that they have as counselors that leave for spring sports. And when those are gone, they don't get a lot of applications of students who aren't in spring sports, which they leave for track, for baseball, for softball. And so that to have enough to be there, Mr. Ivasevich and Mr. Graves both also leave for spring sports during that time. So that juggling of kids being there is a concern.
Mr. Bowman, this is like 8% of your high school population.
A lot.
I mean, you have a thought.
Band trips used to take 90%.
I'm aware.
And French trips.
Well, exactly, but that, you know.
Yeah, but that's...
It is difficult list. Because of the fact that, I mean, if you go through that list...
Yeah, a lot of...
So how are you going to transport them back and forth if there's that many of them in sports or whatever?
They've always used the school bands.
Yeah, but if you have that many out of the 17, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like an awful lot.
I guess, Mr. Bowman, you're okay with this?
Well, put them on the spot.
I mean, I'm starting to feel like you're not, but,
that's kind of...
For me, the Camburg counselors have been a little bone of contention for a while, especially senior-wise, because of the fact that, and I've talked to Shane about this, and I've talked to a couple people about it, but near graduation time, which it is, it creates difficulties. Back in the day, and here I'm sounding old here, which I am, but back in the day, seniors didn't go as counselors.
Juniors went,
we didn't have golf back in the day. We didn't have baseball back in the day. All we had was track. We didn't have softball. So that number of kids who were involved in spring sports was a lower percentage. So it's tough. I completely understand the need for it, but it would be nice not to have 17 kids.
Yeah, that's, you know, I love Camp Bird. I have no problems with that. It just, when I read the thing, I didn't realize until I counted, and that just seemed like an awful lot.
They are responsible for their work, and I mean, it's not like they're getting out of anything, except for sitting class, which is important. But
you have to babysit sixth graders.
I seem to remember it's 6-1. I think when we won, it was 6 or 8 to 1.
You know, I have the numbers for the last few years. Like I said,
Mike was
this
a lot more than a few.
Though.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying the truth.
I was the year. I'm 1 year younger than Mr. Ballman. So,
right.
Ouch!
I'm just looking at recent history here. So, as I said, this year it puts at 3.4. Last year, 3.3. The year before, 2017, which is a lot more students, 74 students. It was 4.9.
These numbers really haven't changed. I guess I'm not,
I mean,
I'm not opposed to it. I just want to make sure we're not.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last year was 16 students, the year before 15 students, and 2016 was 10.
So,
with a lower number at 55.
If we need that many counselors to ensure safety, I think.
And the value of Camp Bird is something that kids...
Oh, it is. Yeah.
On both sides.
It's one of the greatest experiences you get,
you know, over
the 13 years you're here.
And the kids make up their stuff. My issue is seniors. It makes life.
How many seniors are there?
Not that many this year because we have a real small senior class.
Eli.
That's right.
Generally, it's more. This is one of the. That's why I'm not seeing a whole lot this time.
I'm guessing that's why seniors didn't go before, is because it was coming up to graduation and there wasn't a lot of.
Like six.
Ramifications if you did something.
That's
wrong.
Not bad.
So, all right. So we're
just looking at names and have the right classes.
We're seconded.
Is there any further discussion on this?
Nope.
Okay, so motion by Amy, second by Chris.
No,
all in,
Corey.
Or Corey, I'm sorry. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I'll abstain since my daughter's name was on the list. So carried 4-0-1. High school English teacher.
There was a We did interviews. We're kind of at the point where we're waiting to hear back from the candidate that was chosen. So
we're tabling this till next month?
Yeah.
All right. Do we need a motion to table it?
No.
Okay.
So, there's no action.
Elementary choral music teacher.
I'm happy to report that Stacy Sturmer is recommended for approval as the elementary choral music teacher.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
So motion by Chris, second by Amy. Any discussion?
So is this we have three?
No.
Candy will be gone.
We had a long-term sub this year.
No, we had a teacher under contract.
She was a contract.
Oh, she was. Yeah. I'm sorry. She started a long-term sub. Did us a favor.
But she'll be gone. She just did the 1 year.
She's retiring.
When would this lady start? Next fall?
Yeah, she should start right away in service.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 5-0. Bookkeeper.
Marissa Hoagland is recommended for approval as the bookkeeper, and Marissa is here with us today, former Cribbets graduate.
I'll make the motion to approve, Marissa.
Okay. Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 5-0.
Welcome.
Volunteer chaperones.
A list of volunteer chaperones is included in your packet, recommended for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve as recommended.
Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Chris. Wasn't sure if that was Travis's attempt at a second. any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 5-0. Board representative to the CSA8 annual convention.
Just need a motion for...
I'll make a motion for Chris to be our representative. Second by Travis. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 0. 4-0-1.
No.
Me?
Are you serious? Are you
no, she's abstaining.
I'm abstaining.
Okay. I thought you were opposed. He thought you were opposed, too.
I waited for a representative.
And by the way, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Camp Bird outing for 6th grade.
The board has asked to approve the 2019 Camp Bird outing, which will be from May 6th to May 10th.
Motion by Travis.
I'll second it.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 5-0. Certify election results.
The board has asked to certify the spring 2019 election results.
I make that motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Can I vote on it? Or do I have to abstain?
You're certifying the results. I believe it's okay.
Oh.
What is it on?
Probably abstain.
No, it's not.
She's on.
You weren't involved in the canvassing.
Oh, no, that's true.
Okay.
I think you're fine.
Really, that's all that this is, yeah. Certifying the canvassing.
Carried 5-0. Summer 2019 flooring bid.
The board's asked to approve a bid for summer flooring projects at its pleasure.
I'll make the motion to approve priorities 1 through 5 for JW flooring.
I second it.
Who wants it?
Corey.
Motion by Travis, second by Corey. Any discussion?
Yes. I don't know if I'm not comfortable spending that $80,000 yet.
I'm not either.
Do we know how much of our fund balance we still have?
That is well within what
is it
can be done. And I would add as well that this is part of the discussions that we had earlier in the school year with Tom and talking about a 5-year plan and what we were going to mm-hmm. do and how we would spend some of our fund balance and you know, bring that down a bit. This, you know, was part of that discussion.
No, yeah.
So,
and I agree with Travis. You don't know by next year how much more it's going
to
be.
Tom does a great job. He's just simply bringing it to our attention. He prioritized it like we asked. It's up to us to pick what we want to do, but I'm in Amy's court here. I would have gone ahead. That's the only motion.
That's the only motion
on the table. So with that, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried 3-2. Elementary parking lot seal and repair bid.
And the board has asked to approve the elementary parking lot seal and repair bid.
It's good. Yeah.
Motion to approve. Done right.
By Travis, second Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 5-0. 1-to-1 computing.
The board may take any action related to 1-to-1 computing.
I'll make a motion that we move it to the technology committee to come up with a framework and recommendations of how to implement 1-to-1 computing starting in the 2019-2020 school year.
And then, motion by Amy.
And then that would come to the full board.
For approval of the 1-to-1.
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions carried 5-0. Laude system.
Board may take any action related to the Laude system.
I make a motion that we move that to a committee formed by Mr. Bauman to come up with a framework for a Laude or some comparable system.
And then back to the board
for approval.
All right. Motion by Amy.
I'll second it.
Second by Corey. Any discussion?
I have a question for Mr. Bauman. Who's going to be on the committee? Is it going to be made up of?
That's real.
You just got back from vacation. Yeah. You weren't thinking about this on the beach? Seriously.
I was actually going to ask that question. I
would like to see a cross-section of that. I mean, you're teaching staff.
Faculty.
Parents.
But staff from both.
Schools.
I don't know if I would say the high school primarily, but
a
I would
cross-section.
Cross-section, for, yeah. You know, I would like to see Brent Taylor on the committee.
Yeah.
To make sure that we got representation from and a board member and also some community members would
be good. Community too would be good.
Without letting it get too big.
Yeah. Yeah. He said a student or two.
A student too is fine.
Yeah.
So any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstentions? Carried 4-1. You do understand that it was just for the committees all we're voting for. Okay. Fall 2019 early college credit classes.
The board is asked to approve the early college credit program classes formerly known as options for the fall of 2019.
I make that motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 5-0. Elementary middle school summer school class staff.
The board is asked to approve the 2019 summer school class staff list.
I'll make a motion to approve the list as presented.
Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Travis. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 5-0. Summer school staff. Classes and staff, sorry.
There's no one to approve at this time. This probably will not be known until the end of the school year because these are mostly credit recovery classes.
This so is based on okay.
Last semester grade. Just, you just don't have to take any action.
All right. 2019-2020 teaching staff.
The board is asked to approve the 2019-2020 teaching staff list.
I make that motion.
Motion by Chris. Second by Corey. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I will abstain. Carried 4-0-1. Employee health, long-term disability. Employee health, dental, and long-term disability renewal.
The board is asked to approve the employee dental long-term disability plan renewal presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Amy.
Second.
Second by Travis. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And I will abstain again. So carried 4-0-1. NEOLA board policy update, first reading.
The board is asked to approve the first reading of the NEOLA board policy updates as listed on the agenda.
I make that motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second
by Corey. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 5-0. Motion to adjourn.
We have two of them.
Motion by Travis.
I'll second.
Second by Corey. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions carried 5-0.
And Travis,
we are adjourned
this month
at
right.
7:56. Once again, you two gentlemen, thank you.
6:56.
6:56. I'm sorry. 6:56.